Need a new hairstyle for the holidays? Well, get your glam on at priestess.beauty.maven.com. Use the code BLACK and get 25 to 35% off. Get an extra 10% off when you buy three or more items. Smooches! What's going on? This is Yanni T from the BTP Podcast. I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Now, I know this is not a really full episode, and I know I normally post at a certain time, but hey, it's the holidays, and I will be back next week. Now, I just want to wish everyone a safe holiday, and if you're going to go Black Friday shopping, hey, be careful out there. One of the things that I love to do, I do a lot of shopping online, and I do my Christmas shopping ahead of time and look for those deals early in the year to beat the Black Friday rush. Now, if you are traveling, please use caution and make sure that you don't speed, do the speed limit. We don't want you to get caught by the popo. Now, I will be out of town with family, and also I will be just chilling with family and resting since I have a few days off. What do you do during the holiday season? Around this time, we celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas or whatever other holidays that you celebrate at this time. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, different things like that. So I'm very excited to be with my family. Even though we may have lost a family member, I'm still excited to be with family this year. Now, this particular episode, I am flying solo. I am flying solo on this one, which I happen to do from time to time. I do want to give a shout out to Off the Cuffs and Black People King, to The Friend Zone and to The Read. These are podcasts that I listen to. Y'all go check them out. Go check them out. Please support your fellow podcasters. Now, a little bit of bad news on this week. We lost some legends. We lost David Cassidy at the age, I believe, 67. We've also lost Della Reese at the age of 86. She was very better known for her role as Tess in Touched by an Angel. And if you grew up in Black culture, you are very familiar with her as Vera in the hit film Harlem Nights with Red Fox, Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, just to name a few. We also lost Earl Hyman. He played as Bill Cosby's father, well, grandfather Cosby on the Cosby Show, well, grandfather Huxtable, rather, on the Bill Cosby Show. And so we lost a lot of legends. And with all of the turmoil going on, it's good to just relax and not have to worry about the political drama of Roy Moore, of Number 45, and several other things that have happened. Even with Charlie Rose, this week he was suspended and then fired from his shows on CBS and on PBS for sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior, sexual assault allegations from female staff, from staff members that have spoke out against him and that have spoken up. And it's really odd that all of a sudden these charges from different celebrities, different people in power is coming out, especially with Roy Moore. We have politicians that are supporting a child molester, supporting a rapist, which I find to be very deplorable, but we're not going to focus on that. Let's focus on holiday traditions. Now, I know some people, during this time of the holiday, we all travel with family or have a gathering at our house, or we do different things. One thing that we do in my family, we travel to different family members' house, or we pick a family member's house to have our Thanksgiving dinner at on Thanksgiving, and there we will do prepare and decorate for Christmas, either at my grandmother's house or at my aunt's house. But we always sing together at my grandmother's house for some reason and decorate for Christmas. We'll get together, sing Christmas carols, and do our what we call Secret Santa, where we draw a name and we pick that particular person to get a gift for. And you know, sometimes I've learned that Secret Santa stuff don't always work because we always get gifts for everybody, even little kids. So this year has been very challenging for my family. We lost a few loved ones. However, we're still going to get together and we're planning on having a great time in spite of everything that we've had to endure in this year. And I'm so excited to be spending yet another Thanksgiving with my grandmother, my mom, my dad, even some new additions to the family. We've had some people marry into the family. We've had some loved ones to have kids. So I'm very excited about Thanksgiving this year. Now, I will be cooking. I'm not going to tell what I'm going to be making, but I know it's going to be a competition between me and one of my beloved aunts. Because every year we have a competition over who can either make the best cheesecake, the best macaroni and cheese, the best whatever it is that I can cook as well. And I know many people have been posting about the Thanksgiving clapbacks. I haven't posted any Thanksgiving clapbacks, but I did post on YouTube 6 rules for Thanksgiving. You can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/YannickTaylorMusic. That's YANNICK Taylor Music. Hey, check that out. You know, one thing we do tell you, if you're going to come and be a part of Thanksgiving dinner, make sure that you bring something. Bring some cups, some sodas, plastic plates, or at least bring some hot sauce or ketchup. If you know you can't cook like that, just bring the beverages and bring the napkins, or at least bring some money to help out with dinner. Or ahead of time, bring ingredients that you know will be necessary for the dinner. Also, please just be respectful of family members. Don't invite unexpected guests. Don't invite people that family members don't know or have not invited. And also, please make sure that your hygiene is on point, okay? Make sure that your hygiene is on point. We do not want to read you at the dinner table for your hygiene being putrid. It must be impeccable. We must not smell your underarms. And please, ladies and gentlemen, people all over the world, people of all gender identities or whatever, please, 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 please do not put on too much cologne or perfume. And one thing that kills me, everybody's so worried about dressing up. Now, I am going to do a little bit of branding for my online store, Your Skin Design, the skin you're in, which is spreadshirt.com/YourSKYN Design. Y'all check that store out as well. And I do want to give a shout out to everyone that has shared, that has listened to this podcast. I am now putting select episodes on SoundCloud, trying to expand the brand a little bit. Many of you know that I am with Podbean. And if you are looking for a good place to do your podcasting, please go to Podbean. They offer affordable packages. You can use my code podbean.com/BTB2017. Get 2 months free and the rest will be at a discounted rate. And you will love it. You can upload to YouTube, WordPress, Twitter, Facebook, all in one swoop. And you can select as many pages as you have for your podcast. So I'm very excited about that. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at btransbpodcast.com. BTransBPodcast on Twitter as well. Now, I know that a lot of us are also going to be dealing with holiday blues. We're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. All right, smooches. Looking for a way to evangelize and express yourself at the same time? Well, go to shop.spreadshirt.com/thechurchstore. You can create anything for your praise team, for your ministerial staff, even for your choir. You can customize and evangelize at the same time. Check it out on Spreadshirt, the church store. That's shop.spreadshirt.com, the church store. God be glorified. Well, we are back. We are back. Well, I am back. Now, one thing I do want to talk about, a lot of people during this holiday season may or may not have a support system during this time of the holidays due to them moving to a new city, or maybe due to them being a part of certain communities or certain things they've decided for themselves, or just due to different things that may go on in the family, they may not be able to get near their family or be near their family for the holidays. If you know someone that may or may not have that support system, invite them somewhere, do something with them for the holidays. If you are able to, go by and check on them. Also, those people that are always the strong one, be sure to check on them as well. Show them some love. So many people spend their time being there for everybody else, and sometimes they may not feel that they have someone for them. Or even in the Black queer community or Black trans communities, some people have been disowned by their families. Some may even be homeless. I will advise that even if you're not able to do it on Thanksgiving, during the time of the holiday season, make sure that you reach out to those people and let them know that they are loved and that you do care about them. It really makes someone's day when they know that people care about them, that someone is thinking of them. I remember my first Thanksgiving away from my family. I was actually living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and was not able to get home due to a car accident that I had been in. But I'm thankful for the group of friends, for the support system I had with my roommates, thankfully, I was able to still have a great Thanksgiving and still be around people that I knew, people that I had a close connection with, and they made my holiday spirit much brighter. Also, let's not make Thanksgiving and Christmas all about what we get, all about the food, but let's also give back to our community. Let's give to the less fortunate. Let's give to various charities. Let's actually go out, do a drive, do a feeding, do different things like that. Even if you volunteer with a group of people, with your local religious facility, or by yourself, go volunteer at a homeless shelter, which I have a great friend that actually goes to homeless shelters during the holidays to volunteer and to show people that you love them. Now, if you're one of those people that during this time of the year you have the holiday blues, I do advise that you first off seek help, talk to someone. Also, find something to occupy your mind. Find something that will, you know, ease those blues. You don't always have to turn to drugs and alcohol. You don't always have to turn to self-harm or be in that funk. Even if you go to a show or something, or, you know, go out with friends, if you're able to, spend time with people that you know are going to brighten your spirits. So many things that we could say for you to do, but it's ultimately up to you. And also I would always have a what I call a blue day plan. Whenever you get blue, turn to something that you enjoy doing. One thing that helps me when I get into a funk is I am able to journal or channel that in music. I may not always be able to focus on it, but creating a beat always helps ease the tension. This podcast is a way that I really express myself. I may not tell everything, but hey, it's a good release in order to help someone else. Also, one thing I would recommend you not doing, do not take your frustrations out on social media. That is one of the worst things that you could do on social media, is to tell how you feel over social media, if you will, because that's telling to me too much of your business in a sense. Some things you can write about in a journal, or, you know, type or make a private blog about, or even you can go on places like talkspace.org. There's various online fixtures that you can use as the tool for therapy that's not social media oriented, and it will greatly help you as well. And again, these are just a few tips that you can have, that you can do to help beat the holiday blues, and to enjoy yourself. Get you some movies, get you some popcorn if you eat popcorn, or get your favorite dish, or do something with people that you know will support you. Also, I would also look up support groups that are active during the holidays. You can find these online by doing a Google search. You can find these in your local newspaper. You can also find Facebook groups that always have something going on in whichever avenue that you're in, whether you're in the trans community, the cis heterosexual community, in the naturist community, in the musicians network. If you like finding little venues to go to kind of relax until you go back to work or something, hey, that's good to do too. And I know a lot of people are actually working during the holidays. Even though you may be working, take some time out for you to refresh you and pour back into you, and you will actually be happy that you made that decision. So I'm excited about the holidays, and I pray that all is well with you. I'm going to come back later on in the week. My co-host Amaya, as well as my co-host Alexander Durrell, will be back. We'll have some more topics, but from there'll be time to time where I'll be solo on here, because I did start this podcast, you know. And I will be having some featured guests on in the future. I'm excited about one featured guest that I will be premiering between now and 2018, before I take my break from podcasting for a while. And I want to thank you all for supporting the Yannick Taylor brand, supporting this podcast. Don't just listen, don't just download, but share this podcast with somebody. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, all social media, Reddit, wherever you have a social media platform. Share this podcast, and I'll be so ever thankful and grateful. So with this, I want to end this podcast with things I am grateful for. Many a times we go around the table, and I say every day is a day of Thanksgiving. No matter where you go in life, no matter where you're from, no matter what happens to you, it pays to be thankful. For me, I am thankful for family. I am thankful for friends. I'm thankful for loved ones. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my health being as well as it is. For many of you all that don't know, and I'm going to say this publicly, back in 2012, the week after Thanksgiving, I found out that I had contracted HIV. And so this year is a very special time of year for me, not because I'm celebrating anything sad, but because I actually found a new lease on life. And although I got some news afterwards, I have found out that my life had just begun at that point. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in another more personal podcast. So I'm very excited about where life is taking me. And also, be sure to check out our bonus episodes. They are on my Patreon page on the Black Trans and Beautiful podcast page. That's at yanniquetaylor.podbean.com. You can click on the Patreon page and help support this podcast. Everything that you do is a reward for it, and you will be able to be a part of the making of this podcast and taking it to higher heights. So I'm very grateful for my listeners as well. I'm thankful for my viewers on YouTube as well. I have spent countless, and I do mean countless, hours actually getting back in the game of actually promoting and being more engaged with my social media. I try not to be too engaged, especially on Facebook, because I found out you can post a little too much sometimes. But hey, do you, and be happy. Now, one thing that I absolutely am grateful for, I'm grateful for my ancestors, those that have gone on to be with the ancestors, to be with the Lord, for those that have gone on to the starry sky. I'm grateful for the lessons that they have taught me as well. Although they are no longer physically here with me, they are right here in my heart. About a month ago, we buried one of my beloved uncles, and it was hard. I'm still getting over that mourning phase. And today, as I was coming back from an appointment, I had to go by his house in order to get home. And it was an experience. And I felt a strange peace as I passed by his house and looked right at the door of where he stayed. And wow, to think that, wow, he's not there anymore. He's not physically here, but we still have a piece of him ingrained in our lives. We have the lessons. We have the fun memories. We have the funny things that he used to say. He had the saying, and my Uncle Mario, it was just funny like that. Even though he was bound to a wheelchair due to a situation of being severely injured, he would always say, "I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy." And before I transition, he would say, "You're a bad boy, you're a bad boy, you know you bad, you know you bad." And I had to sing at his funeral. So upon singing at his funeral, y'all, I'm getting teary-eyed just talking about this. I actually sang, of course, for the glory of God, to minister to the people there. But I sang that song for him, and I know he heard it. I know he's sitting up in heaven looking down and smiling. And I know he is proud of me regardless of my gender identity, my sexual orientation, things that I've decided for my life. But I am very grateful that not once did he judge me. He will always call us at random hours of the night at any given time, saying that he loved us, be it if he was sober or if he was tipsy. He would call you, and that was his thing. He would say, "I love you." And that's one thing that I'm really going to miss. And also losing my other uncle earlier this year. He was my uncle by marriage, but it felt like he was just like another father figure. Losing him as well, and I know it was hard for my cousin and my aunt, just losing him as well was something that really stung. It was hard losing him as well, but you know, time heals all wounds, and I'm so grateful for the lessons that he taught me, because he taught me to be the very best at what I do and to keep pressing no matter what people had to say or do, what they wanted me to conform to, keep being true to myself. And I thank God for the lessons that I was taught from both uncles. So I am very thankful for that. And that's one thing that's going to be a little bit challenging for this holiday season. And even as I finish this podcast, I'm going to do some journaling after I come back from the grocery store from getting my dish that I'm going to cook. I ain't going to tell nobody what I'm cooking. So, but I'm so very grateful for where life is taking me. Even with this move to the DMV, I'm so excited. I could cry right now. I'm not going to cry, though. Not that I don't like crying. Crying is not a sign of weakness compared to contrary to popular belief. Crying is not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of letting go. So I'm very happy and excited. Now, I know I may not get any sleep until Friday afternoon sometime because I have so much to do in between packing, transferring paperwork, and making necessary phone calls. So y'all pray for a sister, okay? But I am going to be talking about my journey as I have begun hormone replacement therapy, getting ready to change my name. I have to resubmit all of that. I'm going to tell y'all the story about that later. Again, getting ready to move, changing my wardrobe even more. So many different things that are happening all at one time seem like. So I'm very excited about where life is taking me. I want to also give a shout out to my best friend, Navarin Littlejohn, as well. And to Senor Paco. He know who he is when I say Senor Paco. He knows exactly who I'm talking about. And I want to thank him for chiming in on a couple of episodes and also for steering me in the right path. It is greatly appreciated. So I'm very grateful for that. So I am going to head out. Y'all have a very happy Thanksgiving. Y'all live, love, and be free. And again, y'all, please be safe. If you're going to drink, call a designated driver. Call you an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi cab or somebody that you can trust, y'all. And if y'all are with people that y'all see that are drunk, make sure that you look out for them. You ain't got to know them. Just look out for them so no one will take advantage of them, so they won't harm themselves in the process. Y'all love yourself as well as each other. Live, love, and be free. Smooches.
The Black Trans and Beautiful is brought to you by Podbean, one of the easiest and most affordable options for podcasting. Want to tell your story? Join today by going to podbean.com/btb2017 and get 1 month free today. Just go ahead, join now.